I know it's dangerous because it's hot, and we fed a lot of you carbs. If you start to fall asleep, just feel free to stand up and do some jumping jacks. A couple weeks ago, we had Scripture Sunday, and Robin Clark shared from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. And as she was sharing, the Lord really prompted me to have her come up today and to share those verses and what God has placed on her heart. You know, just because all I know is I'm going to obey God, and she was up here. The Lord said she has some things that we need to hear. So without any further ado, Robin, come on. You're awesome.
He did warn me of this ahead of time, so. Good? Okay. Let me get to my place. So I've never done this. And you're full of carbs, like you said, so hopefully you don't fall asleep. I'm going to read the verses. It's Colossians 3, 12 through 17. I'm not sure what's up there. Mine's the NIV version. I'm going to read from there. I'm going to read through them all, and then I'll go through and just share what God has been sharing with me. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So I kind of went through these verses verse by verse. And I'm just going to share what he has shared with me. So in the beginning, verse 12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, he's telling us we are his chosen people. He is the one who chose us. He chose us in the beginning, which means he has made us holy and he loves us, because he's the one who chose us. And it starts with therefore, which means there's verses ahead of it that you have to take in context because there's something before. And the verses before are pretty much saying that we should put to death our old self, our old sinful life, our old sinful ways, and we have to put on our new self, which is what he's kind of talking about here. So that's where the therefore comes from. We need to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And when I think of clothing ourselves with these things, to clothe means to cover ourselves. So we need to cover ourselves with all of these attributes. We need to cover ourselves with compassion, with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other means we will not always get along with other, not just other people, but other Christians. It's not going to happen. But he says we do need to bear with each other, and we do need to forgive. If there are grievances, we do need to forgive each other. And we need to talk to, the, talk to those people. Verse 14 mentions, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So love is what binds everyone and all these virtues that are listed. Because how can you have compassion if you don't have love? How can you be kind to each other if you don't have love in your heart? How can you be humble? How can you be gentle? How can you be patient if you don't have love? So he says that is what binds all of that together. Love comes first. 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. So we are called to peace. But he's also saying we can only do this if Christ is ruling in our hearts. I don't know what the verse is up there. Mine, yep, this one has it too. And be thankful is its own sentence. It's like it's its own sentence right there. I feel like it's not a side thought. It's right there in its own sentence. It stands alone. Always be thankful. It doesn't matter in what sort of circumstance. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. So I looked up admonish. And admonish means to advise or urge someone. So it's usually with strong advising, urging someone, strong feelings. But he adds in here, God adds in his words, admonish one another with all wisdom. So you're not just urging or advising someone. You need to advise them with wisdom, with all his wisdom. And gratitude means being thankful, but also to return kindness. So gratitude is not just being thankful, but it's also to return kindness to someone, to those around us. So these things are saying teach, admonish, sing with all gratitude. And we're supposed to do this with this gratitude in our hearts, with this thankfulness, with this kindness. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, so anything you do, verse 17, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So we need to do everything through Jesus. And he mentions giving thanks numerous times just in these few verses. I think between that and love in these verses, thankfulness and love is just really what stuck out with me in these verses. The end.
Wasn't it awesome? The thing I like about it is, I have to be honest, she didn't come to me and say, can I do this? In fact, I went to her and said, I really need you to pray because I really feel like the Lord, you know, placed this on my heart. And she said, yes. And I just want to let you guys know, that's what the family of God is all about. It's us doing our gifts. And I guarantee those of you that say yes to God, you probably won't be up here speaking, so you can say amen to that. You know, I remember years ago when I knew there's a call of God on my life, I'm working at the nuclear plant, and I prayed, and one of the things Melody and I prayed was, Lord, I want to serve behind the scenes. I never want to be up front, but God sometimes does have different points of view. But one of the things I want to talk about that Robin spoke on, it's vitally important that each of us learns what it means to submit to God. I think the last verse is so powerful. And it says, whatever you do, whether in words or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. You know, we have to get to the place where we realize every word that comes from my mouth, every action that I take needs to point people to Jesus and not to me. You know, on the way over this morning, I was listening to a teaching, and this pastor was saying that all sin comes from pride. And what he explained was, when we sin, we're telling God, I'm not going to do it your way because I want to do things my way. And one of the things that, as we move forward in the church, and part of the reason I like these verses is I know that God has something different for New Covenant Community Church. And I know that as we do shifts in different things, that we are going to be challenged. I do want to give an update last week. I know a lot of you were on the edge of your seat. We got home from church because I talked about these bowls that were missing from my house. My wife did keep one. So I got home from church, and I do have one of my own bowls. I shared last week how she got new bowls, and I was lamenting my old ones because we don't like change. But anyways, I want us to talk about a couple things. I want to talk about, you know, how we act, and I also want to go back to these verses. I want you to write your own job review. When I used to get job reviews once a year, you know what happened. In the beginning, they tell you the good things you do, but you don't really listen because you know what's coming. Or I could say, let's write your eulogy. If you people wrote one for me, would they say, oh yeah, he was compassionate. He really had kindness. He really had humility, gentleness, and patience. You know, we have to realize our life with Jesus isn't like an MMA bout. You know, Jesus isn't going to put these moves on us until we say, hey, I submit. Man, I'm done. He gives us an opportunity. Do you want peace in your life? Do you want tranquility in your life? Then you have to submit to God. We don't understand. A lot of times when our lives are topsy-turvy, it's because we're clinging to our life. You know, it's funny, 43 years ago, this coming Wednesday, the 10th of August, I went on a date, my first date with Melody Doc Stater. I know what I wore that night. I know what she wore that night. So what I'm talking about is my life has to be clothed with the characteristics of Jesus Christ. We have to strive to live this way. The older I get in Christ, the more my life has to look like his. If there hasn't been a change in my life over the years, nothing wrong with Jesus, something wrong with me. I looked up the word humility or kindness, and I like what Warren Wiersbe said. It's power under control. And one of the things that we really love, she touched on it, bear with each other. When I was a teenager, my mom said, you know, I love you, but boy, I don't like you right now, when I did some crazy stuff. Now, let's face it. You know, there's some personalities, I don't care if you're Christian or not, they're going to rub you the wrong way. You got to bear with each other. You have to have grace. Isn't it funny that I can address something in the household that my wife may do, but then a week later, I might do the same thing, but I cut myself some slack. You know, that we have to get over the fact, we got to realize we live in such a critical society where it's okay to criticize the past president. It's okay to criticize the present president, and that isn't godly. Now, please understand, I don't agree with a lot of things he does, and I will voice my difference of opinion, but I need to pray for the man. If you do something different, I need, unless it's sin, I need to talk to you about it, but we need to bear with each other and we need to forgive one another. Now, some of you have had tremendous things, tremendously horrible things happen to you, but I want to tell you to forgive whoever did anything to you. Because the Bible says Jesus forgives us. So we have no right, if he forgave those who put him to death, to still get upset about other people. Now, I want to say one thing. Forgiveness doesn't mean your emotions fade away. There's people, like from where I live, I grew up in Morrisville, New York, some things happen to me. If I see them again, it's not going to be all peaches and cream. On the inside, I'm going to want to do a smack on their head. But I've forgiven them, and I walk past that because we can't be held captive any longer. They've probably forgotten about it, but we're the ones that's still living there. So, you know, I'm not going to go real long today because I know it's hot and it's been long already. But one of the things I want to talk about is I want to talk about forgiveness. I want to talk about patience, which is long suffering. That means, you know what? Deal with it. It might be decades long that you got to deal with somebody, but that's okay. God always gives you the grace to do it. And the last thing I want to talk about is I want us to be free. Hang on. Whoops. One of the main things that I heard as Robin spoke was peace. I want peace. You know, this past week, one of the nights when it got bearably warm and not tropically hot, we just sat on our back deck. In fact, one night, I got a little cool, and I was praising Jesus. This is the only week of my life I said out loud, I wish it was winter. I have never said that in my whole 63 years. And I will complain come January, you can hold me to it. I want to talk about peace. And what God does is he wants us to understand that he offers us this peace. You know, 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sin. What does that mean? I love you, you're going to sin, and I'm going to forgive you. Now, let me say one thing I'm not talking about, which has really crept into the church today. I'm not talking about false grace. If you see a brother or sister in sin, it's your duty to lovingly correct them. Lovingly correct them. You pray about the right timing. I've had people tell me, I'm not going to talk to him, but I'm going to pray for him. That's not loving somebody. I hope you guys love me enough that if you see me doing something that's not right, you come and you address it with me, not in a way that chastises me, but in a way that lets me know you love me and you're trying to correct me. We have to understand when we do that, the first reaction is indeed going to be defensive, but we have to love one another. I'm bringing it down to a close. Robin spoke these verses a couple weeks ago. And I've been reading them since because the Lord has really been speaking to me. Because there's times I don't have the peace of Christ in my heart because I let world and life get to me. But one of the things I want to say, church, is God wants us to be thankful. You know, I want you to make a list of all the things or many of the things that God has done for you and to be thankful. You know, one of the things I've learned is, you know, we need to pursue God's peace. And I'm going to ask you to do what I've been doing. Read these verses. Let this be your devotional this week. It might be only 5 verses. Read these verses and pray through it. Lord, do I forgive people? Am I kind enough? Am I humble enough? I think I shared with this last week, but I was in a store recently, and I thanked the person for helping me. I said, have a good day, and they said, man, somebody that smiles. And I mean, I made their day because I smiled. So you know what? We need to move forward in this. Okay, be thankful. Verse 16 says, let the message or the word of Christ dwell in you. Know your Bible. So I'll tell you what, I know it's hot. Close your eyes. I'm going to wrap this up quick. And in part, because the more I spoke, I want us to remember what Robin talked about. So Lord, help us, close your eyes, to remember what Paul wrote, that our lives would show compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Oh, Lord, help me with that, I beg you. Lord, we have to learn to forgive. We get so captured by anger, by the actions and words of others. And Lord, I know some people have been sexually abused, some people have been beat up, some people have been stolen from, etc., etc. Lord, we're not downplaying the offenses. We're just saying that you don't want the after effects of those offenses to keep us in bondage so that we can't reach the fullness of your peace and your love. Let us turn our hurts over to you, because vengeance is yours, saith the Lord. So we're going to give it to you, Lord. Help us to forgive. Help us to bear with one another, Lord. We live in a society where if we don't like something, we say something, and there are people that are no longer friends because of opposing political points of view, Lord. Father, I pray that you would help us to be people that lift up and build up with our lips rather than that tear down and destroy. Jesus, you say we're either for you or against you. I would even say there's words that I say that either are for you or against you, Lord, and help us to live building people up. Help us to realize, Lord, that you want us to represent you. As Robin spoke 2 weeks ago, I'm going to close with these last couple of verses that the Lord really hit home to me. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love. You have to make the effort, which binds them together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. So Lord, we come before you. I thank you for today in this weather, in the humidity, Lord. I thank you for those that did the breakfast, those that came. I thank you for Robin's faithfulness, Lord. Help us to spend time this week, because I believe that you're directing New Covenant Community Church to prayerfully read through these verses, not just reading and closing the book, but to read verse by verse and say, Lord, what are you teaching me? Where do you want me to grow? Where are you commending me, Lord, for where I'm at right now? Let us spend time in these verses because you're calling us as a church to do so, Lord. I thank you for Robin's faithfulness, Lord God. I thank you for New Covenant Community Church, Lord. It's a rich blessing. In your name, amen. Another thing we're going to be doing right now, the meeting is over. We're going to be praying for some people that God has placed on my heart. If you want prayer, hang out and we will pray for you. So God bless you. Have a good day and stay warm.